Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And this episode is all about Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa in Hawaii. This is actually part three of a four-part series we're doing based on a trip that Kevin and I just got back from, a 12-day trip to Aulani. We're very excited to share our experiences with you. Delighted to have at the table our Aulani experts, client services manager, and looking at his computer, for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in our production facility, our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Well, hi, everybody. Excited to have part three of our series because
hi, John.
Well, you're not part of the everybody. Part three of our series because this is about the other stuff we do when we go to Aulani. This is when we venture out and we eat other places and we have other experiences. And we had a really good time this trip. We had a chance to do a lot of different stuff, stuff we hadn't done before, and a lot of stuff we do over and over again because we're just fuddy-duddies who are stuck in a rut. Before we go, I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up in the show and how we're going to handle it. We've got a couple of videos that we'll be showing. These videos we will also talk over. So those of you who are just listening to our show and not watching, you won't have to go out and try to find the video to find out what's going on. You can just listen to the show, and hopefully we will give you a good overview of what you're seeing on the video. Also, at the end of this show, we're going to have part three of our questions for our Aulani contest, where we're giving away a 5-day, 4-night stay at Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa. And we'll have details of that prize of the contest, as well as three more questions for you to answer so you can enter that contest and hopefully win. All right. So what we love about Aulani is that it, not only is it a great resort, stuff to do there, but it becomes our home base. It becomes where we go when we, you know, we can sort of come back and come back home after a long day of traveling out and about on Oahu. So I wanted to share some of those experiences.
One of the nice things I love about Oahu is that it's very drivable. If you ask someone from Hawaii where something is, a lot of times they clutch their chest and tell you, oh my gosh, it's on the other side of the island. And when you ask exactly how far the other side of the island is, they'll tell you that's over 20 miles. So it's,
we've come back and, you know, the valets are awesome and they're really great and friendly. And they're like, what did you do today? Well, we went to the North Shore. We went to the Dole Pineapple Plantation and we went over.
We went to Kailua.
And they'll go, you did all that in one day? Yes, you can do all that in one day.
It's very drivable. And Hawaii has the interstates. I understand that it's an island, but we've been told that they're interstates because they get federal money. So they have to be designated interstates. So, and it's very easy to drive.
Yeah, we drive there all the time. And I mean, we've driven the entire island more than once. And we like to do it both directions, actually. The scenery can be quite different.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're coming, you know, clockwise as opposed to counterclockwise or whatever. And we do it all the time. We love it.
And we get a lot of questions from folks who say, I should have done this before. A lot of folks who say, you know, is it worth it to get a car? Am I, you know, as a eating off-site versus on-site. This is not from a monetary standpoint. This is just because we like to do it. We like to drive. We like to get out and go. These are things we like to do over and over again. So whether or not getting a car is worth it for you is not really the point of this.
I can tell you from our point of view, it is. Like, we do it from a monetary point of view. We look at the cost of what we're saving by being able to eat other places, what we save in our sightseeing and not having to pay for transportation or rent cars by the day or whatever. And that parking, you know, can be steep. So, you know, that's a factor as well into the car rental. You would have to pay transportation to and from the airport anyway.
Right.
And so for us, it really just makes sense to have the car.
You also have to figure into that cost the convenience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm right there with you. No convincing me.
We were just there when we were just there recently. We realized that there's now a shuttle that they run across the street to where Monkey Pod and the ABC stores are. And I think to myself, that's great. But there's a convenience of being able to go to the local supermarket or the local Target and bring stuff back that you need.
There's the Ko'olina shuttle, and it goes all around Ko'olina, the little the little area that Aulani is located in.
And that'll take you to the other resorts and stuff too, right? Because isn't there, and there's a Roy's nearby.
A Roy's, for sure. All right, so let's start with our dining, places that we ate while we're on Aulani. And this is possibly the thing, one of the things we look forward to the most. I can't wait to go back to Alani because we get to go to Anna Miller's. We love Anna Miller's. I have a feeling, actually I heard from someone who was local who said, well, if you like Anna Miller's, you're going to love this place or you should go here instead. I don't know what it is. We just love it.
There's something about Anna Miller's. I don't know why. It's dated. It's classic Hawaii to me almost.
It's got an Amish interior.
Yeah.
it is most certainly not a tourist restaurant. You're not going to find tourists in there. And other people have said, you know, you should try other places. You can go get crab things here. I love the simplicity of Anna Miller's. I would compare it to a Perkins Pancake House or a Denny's.
But elevated in
style. Yeah. It's, you know, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day.
This is located over
that
in...
That certainly makes us look messy now, doesn't it?
This is located over in Pearl City, over by Pearl Harbor. So if you're going to Pearl Harbor for the day, it's certainly easy enough to make a slight detour and get over to
Anna Miller's. Especially if you go to Pearl Harbor to get your tickets, and then your return is, you know, a couple hours later. Yep. So it's always a day for us. It's Pearl Harbor. If we were doing Pearl Harbor on that trip, swap meet and Anna Miller's, they're all done together.
Yep. And they're all kind of close
to each other. And it's easy in and out. I will say this, something that was going on over there. They're building a light rail system.
What?
And it's on that road that Anna Miller's is on. So the rail is going to go right by the window of Anna Miller's. It won't affect me either way. I don't care. I'm still going to eat there, but we love it.
Now, do you also love... So we've been for different meals, and we love breakfast, but we've been hit or miss on lunch and dinner.
We rarely go when we don't get breakfast.
Yeah.
Even if it's later in the day.
Because they do breakfast all day, yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that is... Is this picture going to be visible?
Soon.
Okay. This picture, they have something that I love, and they have a Portuguese bean soup.
Right.
And I've tried to figure out what it is, and I've realized that it's got that savory and sour taste mm-hmm. that I really, really, really like.
Yeah.
And I've been told that, this is better. You can get better Portuguese bean soup here. Sorry.
Are there rolls or potatoes served
those
with it?
Those are taro rolls.
Okay.
So when you open them up, they're purple inside.
Okay, yeah, they look like giant potatoes sitting next to it.
And the prices are crazy reasonable.
Yeah, very, very reasonable.
Especially after you've had breakfast at Alani. And all of you can eat for the cost of one person at Ama Ama.
You mentioned the way that bowl looked. I don't believe you had gotten into that bowl yet. This is one of those places where they kind of drop the food.
Hi, hon.
Yeah, there's no points for presentation.
Exactly.
Here. Yeah.
Right. And that's the way it came. It came sloppy. Who cares? It's delicious. They are what we love about them, and one of the things they're kind of known for, their pancakes. This is a regular stack of pancakes you're looking at now, but they do everything from macadamia nut.
Banana macadamia nut pancakes with coconut syrup.
Actually, that's what we're looking at now. We're looking at the banana macadamia nut pancakes.
And they have a coconut syrup, which looking at it is vile. It's really good.
Tasting it is just as vile.
You know, I'm not a fan of the coconut syrup. And it's so much sugar, but it's good. Yeah, we usually go, even if we go at night, we usually get breakfast as part of our...
I'm of the belief that if you walk up to a restaurant and they have 25 benches for people who are waiting, and that's outside, and then you go inside and there's 15 more benches, that tells me something.
This is one of those places where you could wait 45 minutes to an hour, depending on when you go. If you go a Sunday morning mm-hmm. when church is out and things like that.
Lunchtime during the week.
Waits. They take your name and they kind of call your name later. Coming up next is a steak and eggs dish. You know, if that's what you're into. It's perfectly fine. Was that their hash browns on there?
That is my...
That looks like a giant plate of hash browns.
Yeah, that's a weird shot. I believe that's your omelet hidden under the hash browns with crispy bacon. You know, again, this is breakfast food, reasonably priced breakfast food. Go for the pancakes. Go for the Portuguese bean soup, which we
love.
You can
get a spam omelet.
Yes.
Pretty big.
You can also get spam as your breakfast meat instead of bacon or sausage.
You can get loco here if you want. You can get rice dishes, rice based. One of the things that Val was very tickled with was as a side, she could get rice with her eggs. She thought that was one of the best things, and she loves rice. So, because again, you know, you're talking about Hawaii tastes, you know, Asian tastes.
And again, you're eating with the local folks.
Yeah.
These people live there.
Is that the end of our Anna Miller pictures?
Anna Miller's also is a pie shop, and they have dozens of varieties of pies. Oh, there it was. So you can get pie by the slice. You could also take a pie back to the hotel with you.
May or may not have been known to take a pie back to the hotel with us. Not going to answer.
Well, I'm going to tell you that we haven't, but I'm sure we're going to talk about other places where things have gone home with us. I'm hoping that we're going to mention Leonard's at some point.
Sure. It wasn't on my list, but that's okay. We can do it.
Let's talk
about Leonard's now while we're on it.
Yes.
Leonard's is a local institution. It's a bakery. There is room in the parking lot for about 6 cars. It's not unusual to pull up to Leonard's and find out there's 41 cars in those 6 spots. And they make malasadas to order.
Yes.
And a malasada at Olani is basically a sugar donut. Val, who is from the New Orleans area, refers to them as beignets. It's dough with cinnamon and sugar on them. At Leonard's, they fill them. You can buy them filled. And if you can imagine a flavor of donut cream or pastry filling, Leonard's has it. And then they have the Hawaiian ones that you didn't know about. We had something, we found out that we like something called lilikoi. I guess it's actually passion fruit. So, and you get the box of malasadas at Leonard's and you get in the car and they're hot and you say, I'm going to wait till I get back to the hotel. By the time you're on the H1, you're sticky. There's powdered sugar stuck to the side of your face, and half of your malasadas are gone.
So the main location you're talking about is in Honolulu.
It is. It's
but there's
right
also
near Diamond
two
Head.
Other places you can get Leonard's. They have trucks.
They do.
We found one. It's in the H1, right? That you're taking from the airport.
A Home Depot parking lot?
Yep. Basically, there's a truck behind the Home Depot. So we found that one on the way to the airport. So we were going to, we brought them on the plane with us. Security tried to confiscate them. Everybody was saying, I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't take those through. They cannot leave the island. when the locals are that excited to have them. And then when we were driving the island the other direction, I can't remember the little town we were in. There was also a truck there.
There are
a couple other Leonard's trucks. So somebody had told me that Leonard's was the one that the Obamas enjoy getting when they go to the island.
I can't imagine anybody going to Oahu and not.
It was an institution. As soon as people at the airport saw the box, it's...
And the box is pink. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can hide it.
Right.
And Leonard's is also one of those things, like if you watch Hawaii 5-0, they'll talk about going to Leonard's. It's just part of Oahu. We did get them one day and put them in the car, and I believe there was probably an inch of sugar all over the floor of that.
We had a Windex the inside of the car.
It was a little sugary. Another place we love, we go to over and over again every time we go, is an Italian restaurant. It's one exit down from Alani on, what is it, Farragut Highway?
Farragut Highway. After you leave Alani, you're not on the H1 yet. Farragut Highway?
It's Kapolei, right?
Farrington Highway.
It's in Kapolei.
Yes.
Kapolei, yep.
The next exit.
Yep.
So if you get at Alani and you get back on that highway, you one exit down, and it's called Asagio's. Relatively small restaurant, not tiny, but it's
next to a Thai restaurant. They share the same building.
Have you found consistency still good there?
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go.
See, we had two really unfortunate visits.
Really?
Because we discovered that we were all together. And remember that trip? We went, I think, 2 or 3 times that week. And then the next trip, we went back, same thing. And now we've had two that were,
Now, see, we just ate there and there were 8 of us. And I can't think. They do a couple of things that annoy me. There are no refills on a soda.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't pay any. It's not like you're paying a dollar. You're still paying $3 for a soda. They told me I couldn't have a refill on my Diet Coke. And apparently I got loud and said, are you kidding me?
I think there's actually one refill. Like you had your soda, you had one refill. He said, after this, so we have to charge you for another one. It's like, really?
The other nice thing is they offer entrees in 2 sizes. Each entree is offered as a large or a small size.
What's the difference between the large and the small?
You get more on the large size. That was for you, Michael.
And it is also, the small is a lot of food.
I
believe what you're going to see in these pictures are all, everybody ordered a small.
John and I ordered the small size entree.
Do you remember this was the place where you had asked about the gelato? And you said, is the gelato real? Like, is it real gelato? And the kid said to you, well, that's what it says in the container.
Is it real Italian gelato?
Yes.
Yeah. This was an appetizer we got. This was like an eggplant rollatini. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Wonderful. It's odd to me that we found really good Italian food in Hawaii.
This is a red sauce Italian place. This is a neighborhood red sauce Italian place. This is not fine northern Italian fare. You can get chicken parm and veal parm here.
We're definitely going to return the next time. I think we just had a couple.
Could you have ordered differently? Did you order something?
You know me. I order the same thing all the time. Yeah, everywhere I go, I have chicken the dish parm? That I order. No. It's a white sauce dish, a fettuccine type.
I don't know what this is.
That was the...
It looks like artichokes.
I see an artichoke. I see some like
tomatoes. Oh, that was tomato. A pasta dish. That was a pasta dish with artichokes.
Yeah, it was an appetizer. Wow. It was on the appetizer menu. We didn't order this one.
On a
someone
plate.
In our group ordered it. Yeah.
I can narrow this down for you.
It was delicious. I don't know who ordered it.
No, we did order it. It was like almost like a caponata.
Yeah, it was like a caponata. Pasta vizzul.
Is that?
Or vizzul is the soup. Not a very good picture
like,
of
is
it.
Is that coffee?
Yeah, really, that's not a really good
coffee
picture.
Coffee with grounds floating on the top.
That's appetizing.
Yep, sure does. Again, delicious, tasty, weirded out that it's kind of this really good Italian restaurant.
They made Caesar salad at our table.
Tableside Caesar salad. The folks who got that enjoyed it very much. You can see Michael Bowling. That was Michael Bowling there having a Caesar salad.
That's after it's been made.
Really, before and after.
We have time-lapse Caesar salad pictures.
Covering all aspects of the
meal. We spare no expense here at Dreams Unlimited Travel.
I have a feeling this was where we took pictures between bites. Did I take a picture of that yet?
This looks like, what would that be? It looks like sausage, maybe?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, no, those are potatoes.
A pasta dish with things.
I think we should stop guessing. All it was good. It was good food.
Okay, go to the next one. Let's see if we recognize it.
Oh, that's a chicken.
That's a chicken piccata.
Chicken That's chicken with lemon. Mm-hmm. Yep. I ordered that. It was really good.
Kevin and I both
that
ordered
that. Is the small entree.
Wow, that's a good size for a small entree.
It is.
Right. And again,
if you order
so
a large entree, it's bigger.
So much food. That's the chicken parm. I always suggest you get more sauce with the chicken piccata. You need more sauce. But the other thing, too, that something they do, you don't see a lot of Italian restaurants do that's not really. In an Italian area, is they give you a choice of pasta, and you get angel hair, which I love angel hair pasta.
The nice thing about this, it's not dirt cheap. This is not a bargain restaurant, but after you've been staying at Alani, this is less expensive. Yeah. And it's nice every once in a while to find comfort food.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sort of middle-of-the-road pricing, big portions, and if you are not a big eater like we are, our plates are clean, but people bring stuff back. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a room with a kitchen at Alani, certainly bring it back and put it in the
fridge. If you think you can get lunch out of it, it's only a couple dollars more usually to upgrade to the larger size.
When we talk about food prices in Hawaii are more expensive.
It's
more expensive in the grocery store. It's more, and you think there's a lot of logistics and a lot of reasons for that. So when we compare food prices, we're kind of saying this is a better deal than Alani or this is good value. It's not necessarily cheap.
Right.
It's just about...
I would say entrees at Asagio are in the $20 range.
I would agree with that. Yeah, probably. But again, you know, you look at something like Anna Miller's, I would compare that to...
I would say that's cheap.
Cheap. Yeah. Right. That's like you said, going to a Denny's or a Perkins pricing for really good quality food.
Now, I have found that food is not that much different if you're willing to go to Super Target and buy your groceries. Right. Or if you're, a Food Lion we went to? If you're comparing food prices at your local grocery store to someplace like the ABC store, which is a convenience store, you're going to pay more. Or if you're shopping in the Alani DVC store, the prices are definitely different. But you're paying for convenience. I found in the grocery store there not to be that much of a difference.
I agree with that. For sure. The next place we went to is someplace brand new that we've never been to before. It was recommended to us by one of our listeners who said...
Dr. Greg has said that we should visit here, and we went looking for it. The name of it is the Beach House.
Where in Helieva is that?
Do you know where the water is across the street.
Yeah, do you know where the town was in Helieva? Yep. Like, if you came, we had to go out of this parking lot and go left... along the ocean, and I would say a quarter of a mile.
Now, I'm going to tell you that this had a different name up until just recently.
Yes.
And it had been there for like, I want to say it's like Edmonds or something like that. Please, I apologize if I'm wrong. I didn't pay that close of attention. But it recently changed hands. I understand one of our listeners, Richard and his family, have been there the last week. They went to this restaurant, and the restaurant had a sign that said closed permanently.
Yes, and your client, Richard, we suggested to him, go to this restaurant. It's great.
Okay, stop talking to my clients then.
After some
research, giving them bad advice.
After some research, we found that the owner of the restaurant in the town of Haleiwa had a disagreement on some zoning codes. The town, for a short time, won. Apparently, that's been resolved. I don't know if the town gave up. I don't know if the owner of the restaurant resolved the issue. All I know is it's open again. It opened the day Richard was leaving. So this is now open again. Those are garage doors that come down. They've replaced that entire wall with doors, and it's open.
I know where this is. I remember
the North Shore across the street from you. Yeah. It is the most lovely atmosphere, and I have to tell you, it might be some. We couldn't figure out a way. We saved it until too late in the vacation to figure out how to get back. Everybody got something that they have raved about. Yeah. One of the things they. Oh, that's tuna and rice. It's like a tuna poke with taro chips. That was delicious.
On top of a guacamole avocado, it was a ceviche, I think, with the chips.
Go ahead,
it was
next incredible. Picture. This was black bean soup. I love black bean soup. I thought it was great.
Kevin was in his glory.
Okay.
Hold on. We got to tell you about this sandwich.
This is a Kahlua pork grilled cheese, and they sold it as an appetizer. Kahlua pork is a Hawaiian delicacy, and this was a grilled cheese sandwich with Kahlua pork on it. I want you to know that the rest of the time that we were in Aulani, all everybody talked about was the fact they wanted to go back to the beach house and get the Kahlua pork sandwich. However, they weren't sharing it with nobody.
Right.
We split this as an appetizer.
This was
good.
It was really good. This was a po' boy, I believe. A shrimp po' boy?
Yep. And see those fries? I don't know how they make them, but they like cut a potato with like an old paring knife and cut off great big parts of it, and they fried it until the potatoes inside were light and fluffy and the outside had a crisp texture to them. Again, I know they're just french fries. We talked about them the rest of the time.
They were seasoned differently, weren't they?
They were. Incredible. And we talked about two things. If we went back to the beach house, what would you get? I'm getting a Kahlua pork sandwich and my own french fries. I'm not sharing nothing. I don't remember what that is. Oh, that might be a mahi-mahi sandwich.
Yep, that's the mahi-mahi sandwich. Again, with the luscious fries. This was fish and chips.
Yep.
Jeff gets fish and chips. It's kind of his barometer for other places.
That's how he judges someplace.
Right. And he said this was wonderful. Well done.
And that is a Thai chicken sandwich. Now, two of us had that. Again, that's a taro bun, and the inside is purple. And two of us had that, and it was a discussion. Would you get the Kahlua pork sandwich, or would you get the Thai chicken sandwich? We loved it. I would recommend that. It's about 20-30 minute drive from Aulani. It's around the North Shore in Haleiwa. And all you have to do is Google Beach House North Shore, and you can find directions to it.
We love Haleiwa. Haleiwa is where we go for shaved ice.
Yep.
I always butcher the pronunciation, but Matsumoto? Matsumoto?
Yeah, Matsumoto.
Matsumoto. Shaved ice is there. That's an institution. Like, people will be lined up out and around. Mm. But this last time when we went, we noticed they moved to a different place. It's a little bit bigger, but it's phenomenal. I don't even like shaved ice, and this stuff's phenomenal.
That's a cute little town. There's shopping there.
There's shopping there. And then when we did the swimming in the shark tank thing, Chris did it, one of our visits, we actually left from Haleiwa right across from where you were at that restaurant.
Now, so Haleiwa has a W in it.
It's beautiful up there.
Correct.
That's one of the ones where the W sounds like the V.
And we're talking about other things to do, and I'll just quickly, while we're on Haleiwa, say, if you drive out of Haleiwa and you're driving the North Shore, just when you get out a little bit, there's a little beach there. And we found it by accident. We thought we discovered something. We're the only people, but it turns out lots of people know about it. But sea turtles are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you can get out and you can see the sea turtles. And so, an afternoon in Haleiwa is a treat.
Hawaii is all about discovering those little gems. Mm-hmm. You pull up to something and you think, oh, there's a park here. Let me go to this park and let me look and see what's going on. It's just there's nothing that isn't spectacular.
If you're going to Aulani, I would strongly recommend that you make the trip across the island. Also, as you cross the island, that's John's favorite drive any place he's ever driven. The scenery is spectacular. Yeah. And it's 25-mile drive.
Yeah.
Up next, another place we love, we go to every time. We drag people there whether they want to go or not. And this is a noodle place, a ramen place over in Kailua.
Kailua is a little town on the other side of the island, and I can't explain why. It's one of my favorite places to go. And we found this ramen noodle shop. And when the five of us were in there, it's kind of full. It's not a big place. But we make a point of going across and eating there every time. Now, across the street from it, if you can go back one slide, Craig, I'm sorry. Across the street from it, there's four or five little shops. And I can't tell you how many times we've stopped there. And every time somebody comes out with a bag of stuff. We always find stuff somebody wants to buy. There's a nice little art gallery across the way.
And if you're into ramen, if you're into noodles, this is a great place for that. It seems very authentic to me. It seems there was a lot of choices. I think I had a shot of the menu somewhere. Yeah, it's just that's like one section of the menu of all the different ramen you can get.
And you don't really have to be able to even read. There's a lot of pictures.
Right. And if this is what you're into, it's great. We love it. We go every time. It's part of our staple. And again, we go into Kailua. Kailua, in addition to those little towns, they have a cute little general store market we stop at every time.
Kalapaui. The Kalapaui Market. And again, it reminds me of Mr. Drucker's general store from Green Acres. But again, I can't tell you how many times we've stopped there. They recently had a sweatshirt. And I'm sure if you've ever decided in your life that you were going to lose weight, there's been an article of clothing that you want to lose weight to get into. I bought the biggest size they have, and it's one size smaller than what I wear now. I'm going to get into that sweatshirt.
Even if it kills me.
The first time we stopped, I thought, I should have bought that sweatshirt. On the way out of Kailua, I said to John, I need to stop and get it. So it's here. I have it. It's home. Someday you're going to see me wearing it.
Some of the other places we went for food was, again, right across from Aulani. We did Monkey Pod. Mm-hmm. Monkey Pod's very popular, almost famous now. People talk about it all the time. We enjoy it. I believe it's more of a filler place for us.
Yes.
Kind of like, okay, what do you want to do tonight? I'm a little too tired to go too far. Let's go to Monkey Pod.
Yeah. I'm going to say something which I'm sure is going to cause great consternation.
Even here at this table, maybe?
Maybe. If Monkey Pod was someplace other than where it is, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't make a point of driving to Monkey Pod.
I don't disagree with you.
The fact that it's across the street?
Yeah. Now, the first time we went, we had a phenomenal meal. We were sitting in a great location. And I would say I would have driven to that location for that meal. The second time we went, not as great of a, because it's a big restaurant, and depending on where you're seating, the volume of the restaurant can be different.
Absolutely.
It can have a different feel. The food was just okay. So I would agree with your assessment. Like, you know,
we just went the last time. Did we go there once or twice? We went there once. And the couple of times I've been there before, it has been loud. The music is too loud. Yeah. The tables were too close together. The service was too rushed. This time, I did not know there was an upstairs.
You see, we sat upstairs, and I think that makes a difference.
And it was wide open.
Yes.
Our server could not have been better, and it was a much more enjoyable experience. I didn't feel like, I don't even know if this word is used anymore, it didn't feel like a singles bar. Downstairs felt like...
Right.
It's like a college bar.
Yes,
sure.
That's what downstairs reminded me of. Upstairs was a much nicer restaurant. Yes. The view was better. Mm-hmm. We talked about being up higher in the building. Mm-hmm. You could see things from upstairs. It was all open where downstairs isn't all – one side is open. This was lovely, and the food was much better.
And so for us, a lot of times it's deciding where are we going to eat when we don't want to eat at Aulani. We don't want to go too far. Is it a better price than Aulani? So sometimes that comes into a factor too. So Monkey Pod is cheaper than Ama Ama.
Oh, that's
absolutely true. Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, and it's the convenience. It's the fact that it's right there.
It's the fact that it's across the street, and I can be back in the room in 10 minutes.
You're right. When you say that, I like we enjoy Monkey Pod, but when you say that, I think, would I drive to Monkey Pod? I'm not sure.
If Monkey Pod were available in your town, would you go there over anything else? I wouldn't.
I mean, I ate there the one time that I was out there, but I got like an ahi tuna sandwich, and whenever you have something that's like so that's fresh there, if you get something that you know is going to be fresh and good, then I think you're going to find success. If you try to go a little bit off the grid on what you're going to eat there, then, you know, you have a better chance at failure.
Also, the ABC store is right next door, which is a mini mart, souvenir stand, food to go.
And amazed every time we go there. I don't know how they do it because it's always the same size. They put more stuff in
right.
there.
Right. Did you see like the whole coffee area?
Yeah,
now
the whole coffee
there's
area.
That, all of that.
Hot so food,
they
cold
have
food.
Dole whips there.
Yep. Yeah,
they have soup. You can get soup to go. And you think, how can they fit? Are they stacking stuff? Mm-hmm. But it's liquor and souvenirs and food to go and
clothes,
everything you can imagine.
Ukuleles.
But you're paying for those. So Monkey Pod is a nice one stop. Oh, you know what? We need coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Let's go to Monkey Pod.
One of the newest things for us is over in that same area where Monkey Pod is and the ABC store is there is a new pizzeria.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about that when I came back from Alani.
We did not see that the last time we were there. This is the most recent
trip. What? I think it's also changed owner since the last time you were there.
Is it?
I think this guy that's there now is a relatively new owner, and I think he's taken over the space beside him as well. Okay. So it's a bigger, you can eat in. It used to be just kind of on the side. It was easy to miss.
I was very impressed with the owner. The owner came up to me at one point. Yeah. How are you? Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. How are things going? They deliver to Alani.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you mentioned that after 5 p.m.
I was going to say their hours are limited.
Yeah, to deliver to Alani. No extra charge for delivery. Their pizzas are on the expensive side, but they're huge.
Yes.
Huge pies. So easily you can feed 4 or 5, maybe 6 people.
And that's
people.
Just it. It's back to that per person value, right? So it's more expensive than your local pizza guy is going to be, but you're also going to feed, you know, maybe $30, $35 for a big pie.
You also
you're
going to
feed 4 or 5 people on it.
You're also in... you're in Colina, which is a very nice neighborhood Alani's in.
Colina is a high-end neighborhood.
It's a high-end neighborhood, and you're in a resort area.
That's right.
The name of the pizza is Pizza Corner. I would say outside of the northeast corner of the United States, this might be the best pizza I've had other than there.
Right. Other than New York, New Jersey pizza.
Isn't the guy from that area?
I didn't.
It's his traditional New York style pizza, but I think
he spent some time at our table. We ate in, and he spent some time with us, and we were talking. And I believe he was from New York. He's been on the island for a number of years. And you know, while we were waiting, he came over here. Try these garlic knots.
Oh, that was the other
thing. I was just gonna say the holy grail of it was garlic knots.
Yeah, and he was just giving them away. We were all done eating our pizza. Oh, you should try our cinnamon knots. He gave those away too.
Wow, he's smart.
There were cinnamon knots.
I didn't see the cinnamon knots. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. The garlic knots were as popular. Now we did this 2 nights, 3 nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we had pizza 3 nights.
Yes,
it was good. Great when you just want to sit at the resort. Maybe you want to sit on the balcony, or you want to.
Well, there's also a thing when you've been busy all day and, you know, well, what do you want? When you're traveling with, you're not everybody's, your immediate family. What do you want? What do you want? Well, do you want to do it? I don't want to go that far. I don't want to do it. Let's just get pizza.
And we did it for one night where it was not only the 5 of us, but we had 4 other people in the room.
We actually had 5 other people because Kathy's friend were there. There were 10
That's
of us.
Right. So it was a nice alternative to where should we eat and should we get something out? Great addition to Coalina for sure.
I think so too. Do you know what else is over there? They have a couple other locations restaurants over there that you could take out. They have a Hawaiian lunch place where you can get takeout. A lot of traditional Hawaiian type dishes there.
We saw that. We regret not doing that.
Yeah, we didn't eat there, but I went in and I checked it out and checked out. They didn't have menus to go, but I kind of got a feel for what it was. Just Tacos is over there. It's a sit-in restaurant. Hit or miss on that one.
I've been there twice and...
We've eaten there 3 times, I think. 3. 2 were really good. 1 was okay. But again, good value for family. You're looking for something different, something outside of the Alani bubble. It's over there.
So that area has such great options.
Yeah.
Between Monkey Pod sitting down, sitting down inside.
Royce Hawaiian restaurant is just 2 blocks
pizza,
down.
tacos, lots to have over there.
ABC has some takeout options as well. We talked about the soup, but they have like a counter. I think they even have fried chicken there that you can get to go.
They had a really good Caesar pasta salad with chicken. Mm. We had that one night.
Yeah.
Any food things we've missed? Something we did that we didn't
do? I think depending on what you're staying in, like we stayed in the one bedroom. So we made a point of visiting the Costco in Capilet to get some, you know, Costco always has those pre-prepared meals. So we had a couple of things like that where we had them in the fridge and we could just, you know, throw them in the oven for dinner. And
we're going to tell you our dirty secret of this trip. What was the first thing we did when we got off the plane? What was the first place we went?
Bed Bath & Beyond and bought a Keurig.
Kevin is so addicted to his Keurig coffee.
I brought my own pods with me. We have Dunkin' Donuts chocolate coffee in our Publix in the little pods. So we bought a box of those. And Jeff and Val actually bought the Keurig. And we had a Keurig and they brought it home with them. There were five of us and we were making eight pots of coffee in the morning. So we thought, you know, for $150 for five of us for 12 days, it was worth it. We made breakfast. We go to the Food Lion, which is a more typical grocery store. And I made breakfast in the room every day, most days. I would also say that we have found a restaurant and we didn't actually find it. It was recommended to us by Patty Trattner. And it is Alan Wong's Pineapple Room. Alan Wong is a chef in Hawaii, and he has a very well-known restaurant, but it's an upscale restaurant, and it's my understanding that it's pricey. I have not been there, but he has a lower-priced version of that restaurant called the Pineapple Room, and it is at the Ala Moana Center inside Macy's. You have to walk through Macy's to get that. To it. This is Macy's indoor restaurant. And we were talking about Loco Moco. They have the best Loco Moco I have ever tried. And it is very casual. Now, we went one day. When you're on vacation, you get vacation brain. We forgot it was Mother's Day. And we got there and found out that it was not the regular menu. And it was
special brunch.
So we left. And we went back. And we got a waiter who was training. And this changed our experience. It went from being a very nice meal to, excuse me, you forgot. Could we have our check? Could we have our check? If you don't bring our check, we're leaving kind of thing. So I think that colored the experience. But this is, we've been there a couple of times now. And in my opinion, it's worth going.
In addition to eating, we did some sightseeing outside of Alani, and there's a couple of things we love to do each trip. There are things that is just, you know, part of our normal schedule. One of them is to go to Diamond Head. And usually when we tell people we went to Diamond Head, everybody says the same thing. Well, I'm not hiking in Diamond Head. No, we drive in.
Chris hiked it.
Did he?
The first time we went for the fam, he went in and he hiked it. He said he wanted to die by the time he got to the top.
Did you see him do this?
No, really? Chris is honest as they come. Yeah, he hiked it.
People love it. It's a beautiful hike. No, we go and we drive into the crater and we go
the caldera,
and we get out of the car and we go to a little gift shop and we get back in the car and drive
out. Diamond Head magnet and get back in the car.
However, it's beautiful. So I have a little bit of a video of us in the caldera.
You know, you really should have put on Olivia Newton-John headbands and taken a video of yourself. Like, you hiked it.
Like, we hiked it and then splashed water on my face.
Exactly. This is the actual inside the dormant volcano.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's peaceful in there. It's quiet.
It's one of those things I think we're fascinated with it because it's something we've never seen anywhere else.
That's the shaved ice truck.
Yeah. They have sodas and stuff.
I think there's certain days they do a little farmer's market there as well in that parking lot.
And then over
lot.
Here, there are the buildings that are part of Area 51.
Kevin's always suspicious. What goes on in there?
There's chain link fences around them. They have barbed wire across
the
top.
Okay, so this is the drive out of Diamond Head. I decided I wanted to film the actual drive where you drive through the hole in the mountain that they carved out.
I'm driving.
No,
and
I'm
John's
driving.
Yelling at me.
No, that's not true. I'm driving. You're filming.
I'm filming and John's yelling at me.
Hold the steady. Do this. Do that. Again, it looks like there might be two lanes. There really isn't. It's only one lane, so you've got to be careful as you go through. But it's just a cool drive to go through this mountain. And as we come out the other side, to the right is this beautiful scenic overlook. And that's part of our trip. We come out of the mountain, we go to the right, we park, and we take a couple pictures. This is one of the trolleys trying to get in, the public transportation going into there. There's a fee to park inside because it is a national park, but it's only a couple bucks.
You pay by the carload. I think it was $5 a carload.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people will park in that area that we just saw, the little area outside, and walk in. It's not worth it. Drive in, pay the money. It's not being cheap.
Now, something we did this time that we've never done before, I don't know my direction.
That's coming up.
Oh, okay.
That's part of my thing, but I want to do them in order for Craig so that we don't have
Craig's a hothouse flower.
He really is. Everything's for Craig. So that's one of the things we love to do. There's a couple of things we love to do as well. But something we did brand new this trip, it was recommended to us by folks who go to Hawaii all the time. And said, you got to try it. And there's a rum factory right down the highway from Alani. Did you know about this?
I did not know about that.
This was had us fascinated. We went to the rum factory. You want to describe it?
Some friends have told us about it. And they said to us, I don't want you to get excited. It's basically a shed. And I thought, all right, it's a shed. Well, we went. It's a shed.
Go ahead. Play the video and we'll talk over the... I am not going to pronounce it. Distillers or something. There's the actual sugar cane being brought in.
See that building?
That's it.
That's it.
They offer tours and tastings.
Now, if you just went in, they would let you taste their three different kinds of rum. And John and I have been to the Caribbean enough where alcohol is very cheap that we always end up bringing back alcohol because it's very cheap. Neither of us drink. So we have cabinets full of alcohol. So on the way in, I said to him, don't buy any rum. We don't need rum. Don't buy rum. Well, once we got inside, they had a bottle that was hand-etched by a local artist, and they're numbered, and they're limited edition. So I not only bought rum, I bought the most expensive bottle you could buy.
There's some really cute stuff you could buy. Kevin had a hat. He wore that the other day on the show. Mm-hmm. They had a really, really neat emblem that they've had designed for their marketing. So just a lot of fun stuff.
And it was very nice because they were, as soon as you bought it, they said, do you want to take this with you, or would you rather we ship this back to your home? So they were willing to ship for a very minimal price.
Where is this?
I can't tell you the name of the town, but we will help you get there. It's literally right.
It's an exit.
Like one more from Asagio's.
You know where the Leonard's food truck is at?
Yep. It's where the Home Depot is?
Yes. It's an exit there.
Okay. So it's that direction.
Right.
All
right.
Yes. You go away from the water.
Here's a gentleman explaining the different rums and offering up the rum tasting. He was very nice. We didn't do any of the tours because, you know, we kind of didn't want to.
And anybody who went in, he was willing to do this for. There was no charge for it.
No charge for the rum tasting.
And I'm going to guess he gave you a tablespoon and a half of each flavor. There was a clear rum. There was a honey rum. And then there was a dark rum.
Were those the technical terms for each?
He called it the clear rum and he called it the honey rum. I don't remember what the dark rum was called other than dark rum.
So you can go and you can actually tour the factory.
Sure.
You could tour the plantation. However, they had a little area outside where you could see the cane,
sugar cane growing.
So
I don't want to make this sound like this is a full day event.
No, it was a couple hours. We had a great time. Right. Three of us were snockered. Because I didn't drink because I was driving, or four of us were snockered.
Not me.
No.
I took a sip of each and immediately started sweating and turned red, and alcohol and I don't mix.
However, it was a great deal of fun, and it was unexpected
fun. It's definitely worth a stop.
Yes.
Something else we love to do, we go to Waikiki. Waikiki is sort of the shopping area of Oahu. All high-end stores.
What? High end, but there's some low end. Yeah. There's everything
there's
in between.
ABC in between.
Every corner. They make Starbucks look like some slackers.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful beach out there. I have a video again from the car driving. I'm going to advise you that if you get car sick,
do not watch
this video because it is definitely not the smoothest video. But you can see there's Cartier, Ferragamo. There's going to be a Rolex store. Plus, there's a big mall behind all of this.
That little plaza place there.
Right. And it's there's restaurants back there. There's not as high-end stores. There's your Apple store. taking up a whole block, so you know they're making money. Coming up on what's the name of it?
The Outrigger.
The Outrigger Resort.
The Outrigger Hotel. It's the first place we ever stayed in Hawaii. And downstairs from the Outrigger is Duke's Sunset Bar. Mm. Duke's is famous in all of Oahu. It's named after Duke Manamanamanamehehe. I don't remember his last name. But there's a statue of Duke's on Duke on Waikiki.
Duke Jones.
Down in this area of Waikiki, too, there's a cheeseburger in Paradise. We've eaten there a couple times.
Waikiki, you know, is really has everything. I mean, lots of places to eat, lots of places to shop. Did go to Duke's.
Not so many places to park.
No, parking is expensive. However,
if you park in the mall behind the shops off of Waikiki and you shop somewhere or you eat somewhere,
you can get it validated.
They'll validate.
Yes.
Yeah. So because
there's a great sushi place in there called Dakita. Sorry.
We went there one
It's
day.
Upstairs over Hermes. How's that?
So tons to do. I mean, we go back to Waikiki several times a trip because you just couldn't do the whole thing. And it's also a great people-watching place.
And isn't it our description of Waikiki is it's great to come in and visit for the afternoon and then to get back out and go back to the peaceful tranquility of Aulani.
The first time we went, we drove from the airport to the Outrigger Hotel. And I looked at Chen and I said, I hate this.
Yeah.
This is not what I expected Hawaii to be.
I really
at all.
Wanted to stay at the Hawaii Hilton because, you know, 5-0, they're always there and you see a lot of.
There's a little shopping village.
Yeah,
there.
I really wanted to stay there. So when we were going to do our Norwegian cruise, we stayed there the night before. Man, I was glad I was only there one night. Mm-hmm. And it's not my thing.
Again, it's right on Waikiki.
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
It's really nice to
I
get
like
out
to
of that
I like to
come
in
crowd.
And visit, but, and that's why I say Oahu kind of gives me everything because I can do that. But I can get out and I can go back to my peaceful
or drive
village.
Over to Kailua and where Kalina is an upscale neighborhood. You go to like Kailua and it's a little more Woodstock high, you know, hang loose dude kind of place.
So this is the thing you were going to talk about. We went a different way around the island and we had a little bit of a different.
We had always driven. You drive from Aulani on the highway, you pass Pearl Harbor and you go into Waikiki, and then we've always driven back out. This time we drove, I apologize, I'm really bad with directions. I don't know if it's north, south, east, or west, but we drove up and around.
North, we did up around Diamond Head, continuing north around the island.
Yes. That we recently did that. So that's what I'm talking about, doing the drive the other direction.
The other direction, yeah.
Because it kind of, you always end up doing it. You know, the one way.
Now, we've always driven to Kailua where we cut the island right in half and went across. Mm-hmm. This, we went up around whatever he just
said. We've done this drive a lot.
And go ahead. And we saw some really cool stuff.
So this was something that we had never seen before, never experienced. There is a blowhole. Again, make your own jokes. That is just a really cool natural occurrence that's part of this drive. Unfortunately, when we went, there was a gentleman there
who's decided to start his modeling career.
Right. So you see the sign that says, do not stand near the water or on the edge because you might get swept away. We hoped. We thought, you would make my picture so much better if you would just get out of them. So you see a little bit of water coming up.
And when you go here, you're kind of going down a neighborhood street.
Right.
Right? And you're thinking, we actually, the very first time we went, remember when we were all there, that last day, we decided, we rented a car, we had a flight in the evening, we drove the island. And we stopped at the food trucks, and there was a gentleman there with barbecued corn. And he was talking about our first visit, and he told us about this place. So he said, just go down the street, you turn left at the food land, you go through the neighborhood, and he said, go have a look. And it was like, oh my gosh.
And a little bit further as you follow that same road around past it, you can find this beautiful beach and you can see that off in the
What would you say this is? 3-4 miles from Waikiki Beach?
Yeah, if that.
So you go from Fifth Avenue in New York City with a beach to that.
Right. Natural beauty.
And I'm sure that young prestige. Man is still standing there modeling by the blowhole.
Trying to get his picture with the blowhole. A couple of things that we don't have pictures or video for. Every year we talked about this, I believe, a little bit. We go to the Aloha Bowl swap meet.
Yes. All the time.
Big
and it's
market.
a couple days a week, 2 or 3 days a week, they do it. We went during the week this last time. We always used to go on Saturdays. We went during the week. Not as many vendors, but a lot quieter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it.
No, I don't think you can see it on the show. Uh-oh. Kevin's gonna do a maneuver.
Everything.
Kevin, you're ruining everything.
See my shirt that says Waikiki Beach? I wore it just for you today. They were $4 each.
Yeah.
They were $5 for $20 at the swap meet.
And in big guy sizes, which is unbelievable.
Human sizes. Get, like, you know, kitschy souvenirs. You can get, I know when we had my niece there, she got a beautiful Hawaiian dress to use as a cover up. There's Hawaiian shirts of various qualities. Mm-hmm.
Jewelry.
So if you're, we always start for our souvenir shopping there. See what you can get, see what you need, and then kind of, you know,
if you are looking for artisan handcrafted items, this is not the place. This is tchotchkes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We found something very, what we thought was unique and unusual. We bought lots of them. Everybody in our group did. A gentleman was selling these little beads in a tube. And when you soak them in water, they swelled up and you could use them for your plants. So they held water. Mm. And they were something where you could put maybe cut flowers in.
They're made of like silica, I think it is.
Yep.
So a polymer.
You know, the joke the whole trip became, when do we were going to go home and soak our balls? So you can see what kind of stuff happens when you travel with our group.
We went right after we went to the blowhole.
Right. Yeah.
But again, things like that, things we've never seen before. You got this weird whistle. We should have brought it.
I should have. There was a lady selling this little whistle that you soak in water and put on your tongue and it makes you make really loud bird sounds. And no one can see you doing it because it just disappears.
Why?
Why?
Exactly.
why would you want to?
I also, there were some kids in that I was bringing home things for.
Okay.
So I bought it for them. I also found a man, he was selling tropical scented soaps. And there was passion fruit and there was hibiscus and there was pineapple and there was honey lemon. Well, one of them, he said, I've combined all the scents together. And he said, I call it monkey fart soap. So I bought monkey fart soap for all the kids in my life.
Right.
And he said to me, I want you to know, this outsells every other scent, like 20 to 1. And then once it was done, everybody said, oh, I wish I had bought some. I should have bought some of them for selling some. It smelled really good. It was called monkey fart soap.
And like I said before, it's great to use. The swap meet is great as part of a bigger day. So that part of the island where you're going to do Anna Miller's for breakfast, if you want to do Pearl Harbor, all in the same area.
Hey, we certainly couldn't stay at the swap meet all day. It's huge. You probably could, but we wouldn't.
It's huge, but after...
We're usually good for about 90 minutes to 2 hours.
I was just going to say, after three blocks, it becomes very repetitive.
Yes.
Right. And then something else we do every trip, which we believe we are probably done with. This last trip, we got bored of it, is the Dole Plantation.
Yeah, we didn't do it the last trip. We decided the trip before that, okay, we're done with the Dole Plantation. Very we made the mistake of doing the train.
Oh
my God. Yeah. I was like, what is this?
There was a family at Alani. All I'm going to tell you is, we saw them a lot, and they did odd things.
Let me tell the story. So we get in line for...
Auntie's. So is this going to be a story that identifies this family?
I hope not. They didn't. We've run into them, and they didn't say they knew us, so hopefully they're not. So we're getting in line for our for Auntie's... character breakfast. And you do a little meet and greet with Mickey out front. We showed this last show. And part of the meet and greet is you get your picture taken by the photo pass photographer, and they are in front of us. They're the next family in front of us.
And there's a lot of them. I'm going to guess there's 10 or 12.
Big, big family. Right before they're getting ready to go and talk to Mickey, the mother says, okay, everybody kick your shoes off. And they'll kick their shoes off and go to the picture
taken. And none of them reached down and took them off. They kicked them, so they went flying, all 10 of them. And we all
and it was like, this was like what they did before every picture, I assumed. Okay, graduation, kick your shoes off.
Maybe that's a thing somewhere. I had never seen it. So we're at the Dole Pineapple Plantation in the gift shop, and the father of the group walks up to me, and they sell alcohol at the Dole Plantation. And he's not spoken to me before this, and I've seen him in a couple of places. Walks up to me, and he's holding them like he's got two babies in his hand, and he says to me, do they ship? And I said...
It was rum. Did you mention
it? It was rum. I said...
Okay, so it wasn't babies.
No, he was holding them like they're babies.
Just wanted to clarify.
And I said, does who ship? You stayed at Alani. You should know. I thought... Does Alani ship? Does the Dole Plantation ship? I don't know. So he goes, never mind, you're useless, and walked away.
Oh, so he maybe he has watched the show.
Yes, right. I'm a listener. You're useless.
I didn't know what he wanted. Who he wanted to. I didn't know. But I thought, not hello. Oh, I've seen you at Alani. Do they ship?
We ran into them again at Capolet. They were like on the same schedule.
However, they kept their shoes on, except for pictures.
Except for pictures. Okay. The shoes came up. So again, Dol Pineapple Plantation is a nice place to visit.
I think if you haven't been, I think it's great. It has a really big gift shop. Again, you can get a Dole Whip there. Do not give them money for the train ride. They don't. I don't know that they even really grow pineapples there anymore. But
oh, they
you
do.
Certainly don't see them when you're on that little train ride.
No, because where the train takes you, they're not. But
there's
a
maze.
Yeah, there's
and
a maze.
And if you drive past the Dole Pineapple Plantation, you can see the pineapples.
Right,
the
acres exactly,
and acres
exactly. So I think it's a place to do it if you haven't. But we had done it 3 times, and we thought, yeah, I think we can retire that.
The last time we were there, we have a friend, Matt, from Australia, and he was very excited that he was going to get a Dole Whip. And he got the one where they add a spear of fresh pineapple. Now, you've cored a pineapple? They put the core of the pineapple in his drink and gave it to him, and he walked outside. This was not edible pineapple. This was that hard wood part.
Fibrous part in the middle. It was very strange.
You can buy something. Every cheap souvenir you can imagine, you can buy with the words Dole Pineapple Plantation on it.
Yep. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we did. We did other things as well. We did shopping at the outlets and a whole bunch of other things.
There are factory outlets not far from Alani.
Yeah, right by where that Leonard's truck is, actually, I was talking about. We mentioned Pearl Harbor more than once. I think everybody realizes Pearl Harbor's there. And if you have not done it before, you must. I would think you guys would agree, as Americans, you must.
I can't imagine going there and not going.
Right. I would tell others, Canadians, other parts of the world, you need to go. It's so powerful.
And so moving.
And so that's definitely something you want to see.
You've done it twice. three times. I've done it twice.
Yeah, I don't need to see it again.
But you need to go.
But I think everybody needs to see it at least once.
And I would tell you a trick. You can book your tickets online. That's the easiest way, but those book up very quickly. The other thing I would tell you is that you go very, very early in the morning, because your tickets, while they're free, they're given out on half-hour basis. And the later you go, the later your tickets are. So if you're there at 10:30, you might get a ticket for 5:30.
Right.
So if you want to get it done and go and be on your way, go early in the morning. Something I just heard for the first time ever, there always was a sign in the parking lot at Pearl Harbor. And it basically said, people who are going to steal from you know you're at an attraction where you're not going to be back to your car for a while. Leave nothing in your car. And because you can't take a bag into any of the areas of Pearl Harbor, there is a bag check. I have now seen that sign in every parking lot we go to. So if you're going, people realize that you're on vacation, that there's a lot of tourists in the area. Do not leave anything visible in your car. They also know it's not your car, it's a rental car. Just don't leave anything of value anywhere where someone can see it. I understand.
And I think that's true everywhere, as you would say.
Good advice for anyone, yeah.
But I think what happens in Hawaii is that a lot of people are flying out later in the day or arriving earlier in the morning, where you're more likely to have a lot of your stuff with you in that vehicle. And so I wonder if it's a little bit more prevalent.
Back,
exactly.
Well, apparently it was a problem at the Pearl Harbor parking lot, because there are huge signs everywhere. Don't leave anything.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our coverage of the other things we did at Alani during our vacation. That brings us to our contest. Usually we end our show with our agent spotlight. For this month and this series of shows, we're going to end with our contest, because we are giving away a 5-day, 4-night stay at Disney's Alani Resort and Spa for up to 4 adults. In an ocean view room. This does not include air transfers, food, souvenirs, and or miscellany expenses. Date restrictions apply, and travel cannot be over a major U.S. holiday. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter. All entries must be received by August 15, 2016, and will only be accepted via email to a special email address we will be setting up Alani_contest@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. It must include your full legal name, email address, home address, and correct answers to all 10 questions that we will be presenting over our various shows this month. One entry per email. All 10 questions must be posted. All 10 questions will be posted during the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast about Alani during the month of July. You must wait until all questions have been posted before sending in answers. One winner will be drawn from all entries with correct answers. By submitting an entry, you agree to allow Dreams Unlimited Travel to announce and post your name on multiple websites, social networks, and social networks in conjunction with winning the contest. We are up to question 7. Very exciting. I'm going to let Tracy read the questions because she was the mean one who came up with them.
All right. Question number 7. Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, consists of 2 separate guest towers. What are the names of the 2 towers?
And again, if you're listening, some of these might have been answered on a previous show, might have been answered on this show, might be answered on a future show.
I just gave an answer to one of the questions in this show from a previous show.
Are you excited about that?
I am, kind of, yeah.
All right. Weird.
What? Question number 8. What is the name of the fitness center at Aulani, a Disney resort and spa?
Excellent. Question number 9. Waiting for it to appear.
Question number 9. What does Koalina mean?
Excellent.
Expensive neighborhood.
Exactly. It's Hawaiian for you can't live here.
Yeah.
Can't afford to live here. You might notice we have now asked 9 of our 10 questions. That means our 10th question will be on our final show for the month of July. And that is coming up next week. So we hope you join us for that. Thank you guys for helping me with this conversation. Thank you everybody for listening and or watching at home. We hope you have a great week and we hope you have a great vacation at Alani.